RadioStPete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan. Job Talk with Dean Logan is presented in part by Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast. Eagle Datagistics, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, in downtown St. Petersburg, it's Eagle Datagistics. Now, let's go live to our studio on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg, the offices of Eagle Datagistics. Now, with Job Talk, here's Dean Logan.
Thank you, Joe Bordeaux, and welcome everyone to another edition of Job Talk. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and another great day in St. Pete, and just beautiful as always, overlooking the harbor. And just want to thank everyone who sent in your comments from last show. Appreciate it. I will be reaching out to you very shortly. And want to talk to you a little bit about today's guests. Today we're going to be talking about, my guests are going to, are people that are part of a part of the community in St. Pete known as the Grand Central part of the business community. And I want to talk to a couple of entrepreneurs who are working hard at making a business work. And I want to give our viewers, our listeners, an opportunity to hear what it's like and what their experience is with the city and just getting that kind of business started. And so welcome to my show today. I want to welcome Dean Liston and Dustin Van Fleet, who are the owners of Central Oddities. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So tell me, let's start with you, Dean, since you got such a great name. I really like that, by the way. tell me about how long have you, let's talk about you guys and how you came to be, and just are you from here locally, or what is your story?
I grew up out in the Plains, but I've been here over 30 years, so this is home. Mm-hmm. And basically, a couple of years ago, opened up Central Oddities in the Grand Central District, and started out more as a man cave type of shop, and has evolved. Met up with Dustin, and we began painting furniture and doing other things, and so it began taking the shop into a different direction and aiming more at a home furnishings audience, and people that wanted something different, wanted something unique, that had been re-envisioned or reimagined. And it's kind of over the 2-year period has changed from the rough and rusty to the more refined.
And you, what is your role? You actually design some of the furniture, you paint some of the furniture. What is your role there?
Yes, both of us really collaborate together. Whether one or the other of us is actually executing the piece, we generally confer back and forth and bounce the ideas, and it's always kind of the same thing. Once the paint starts going on, it oftentimes each piece of furniture being unique it will change. The design may change, the colors may change, and whatnot. But we kind of build on those ideas with each other. And whenever you're not executing the piece and your partner is, it's a lot easier to look back and say, well, have you considered this? Have you thought about that? Because you're not right there in the thick of it. And so it's always kind of good to have that other person in the studio with you.
So, Dustin, want to bring you into the conversation. How did you get started in this business?
I got started probably a good decade ago, and when I restored my first historic home in Flint, Michigan, an area called Carriagetown, and it was the house, it was an 1892 Victorian, and I just started doing it while I was going through school and everything, but I did it all myself, and I realized that I don't have to hire people to do all these things for me. I can do a lot of them myself. And the majority of the work right on getting up to the third floor and putting the cedar shake shingles on the roof that needed to be repaired and all of that good stuff. Part of that I equate to being young and stupid, like getting up there now. But it was an interesting process. And then I turned around and sold that house, even though it wasn't meant to be a flip house type thing. It ended up becoming a flip house. And then one thing led to another. I finished school, left my corporate job, went out, started Vanderfleet Design and Restoration Firm, and the rest is history today. I have a rug collection, a fabric collection. I'm working on a pillow collection right now, and I work hand-in-hand with Dean on this Funk Living collection over at Central Oddities.
So you guys actually have a name for your collection? It's Funk?
Yes.
Yes.
Describe that.
To me, Funk Living is all about, and you can get Dean's perspective in one second, but to me, it's a lifestyle. It's not just a line of painted furniture. It's kind of like Martha Stewart Living, how you can create an entire lifestyle within your house. What we're trying to create is furniture, accessories, home decor, plates, table settings, anything that you could dream of to create an entire Funk Living lifestyle and decor in your home. From kitchen all the way down to the furniture that you sit on to your floor rugs and area rugs and things of that nature. We're trying to create an entire funky, fresh, and fierce environment for mm-hmm. your home.
And so what kind of pieces would they see in there? I know when I visited, it was very interesting.
It's very, very, and I don't like the word, but I'll say eclectic. I like to say world-traveled a little bit more because we go from anything from Dean doing a hand-painted zebra dresser, tall boy dresser, to rockin' Moroccan. So it's all hand-painted, and it's kind of, just to be perfectly honest with you, the mood that we're in while we're creating that particular piece. So you don't want to be around us if we're angry at each other or something, because it might be a bright red piece with just like black coming off of it.
Okay. But, you know, it's interesting, your background, Dustin, you're actually, you went to law school.
Yes, I went to law school, and then I have a master's of public administration as well over in Michigan. I went to school, and I used all of that probably pretty much.
Go blue.
0% of the time in my life, but it's a great background for having your own business and mm-hmm. knowing what to do with the contracts and how to read them correctly and not being taken advantage of, because the design industry is very, very cutthroat. Mm-hmm. And you have to read all the fine lines
there. So, Dean, you had some training. I understand that's with some famous people within your design training.
Yes.
How did you start?
Started off training with Carolyn Kinder, who is a world-renowned product designer, and started out in her studios basically producing color samples for her clients. I had already learned how to do painted finishes and the trompe-l'oeil, which was very, very popular back in the mid-80s and so. And I very soon learned how to manipulate inks and various other products that she was using. So I would develop those on the various products that she had to present to clients.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a specialty of interest in your own, you know, what do you like the most? Is it the furniture? Is it the, you know, you're mentioning, just what do you like the best?
I really enjoy the furniture the best. I really enjoy anything that goes into a person's home. Lighting, I especially enjoy. But if it's in the home, I generally enjoy it, and I enjoy actually, you know, doing something different with it and giving people an alternative to the usual looks.
And you go on trips where you find things and then you redo them,
yes,
actually, and make yes. them a piece in themselves, if you will. Tell me about some of those kind of works you have.
They're very, very well received. There is a new or recent fad, if you will, that is very popular with the bird cages and chandeliers inside of them, et cetera, et cetera. And so I just thought, you know, to put a twist on that, you know, we could take apart an old lamp, a standing lamp, and disassemble a bird cage somewhat and drill a hole in the bottom of it and make the birdcage itself the lampshade and just put a different twist on it. And it's a smaller form of what a lot of people are doing with the larger cages and the chandeliers hanging from the ceiling. This actually sits on the table. And it repurposes two old things that perhaps would find their way into the trash or the landfill, and instead they've been, you know, new life that has been breathed into them. They're going to be around for many more years, and they've been recycled.
And you've done that a lot. I mean, a lot of almost, I mean, it looked like you're entire
over half of what we do, yes.
And it was
and it was extremely well received. We just sold the last one. I think we made up a batch of five or six of them, and they're all gone. They left within a week or two. So when something only sits for 5 to 7 days, maybe 10 days at max, you know that you're doing something right. And the main thing about what you asked us before, what do you find in the shop, is you find things that you won't find anywhere else. We take the normal and we turn it upside down on its head, and we recreate something really super cool out of it. But we don't do like what Dean was saying. Whereas everybody else is doing a chandelier or a hanging light, we find a way to make that different and do it in our own perspective, but not have what every other shop has in town.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's pretty evident when you go in there.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
You've got pinball machines back there, too.
We sure do. Ben Chartok, who originally opened the store with myself, is probably one of the most avid pinball, in their world they call them pinheads. I refuse to call him a pinhead, but just one of the most avid pinball lovers probably in this area of the United States, and his collection is extensive, and so we're lucky enough to have some of the pinballs in the shop at all times. And so I put them on free play, let the customers play them. They buy them fairly regularly, and we even have some that we've been there long enough that some people come back and they say, okay, Dean, I'm bored with this machine. May I trade it in and trade up? And so they'll bring the old machine back and
great,
get the new one.
All right. And now you also had some experience with I guess that you went on to develop home collections of decor and stuff like that. Are you doing a lot of that now?
We're in progress with those types of products. Dustin himself has already, you know, completed a rug line design. He also has pillows. He has his own collections, and so now we're collaborating on, you know, the collections that we're going to be doing. And so ideas and presentations have been made and are in the works, and good things are going to happen.
Yeah, we've got some really cool things going on with Sears, where they want to put a few of our pieces in actual mass production and start selling them online and in the stores themselves. So I'm working on that, on the rug aspect of it. And they've also come to us and they've asked us to pick in between 5 or 10 pieces of furniture that we're interested in having mass produced as well from our collection that we started. So yeah, there's some big things on the horizon.
That's great. Now, you also do home staging?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've done home staging for around about 15 years, and Dustin's design experience is more in the residential and the permanent, and not necessarily with the traffic flow of a home and whatnot, and all those different things. There's just various things that you do differently in home staging, mm-hmm. but he is a very quick and critical eye whenever he kind of helps me along whenever I'm going and breezing through a place to just kind of readjust and fine tune. And the last few projects, you know, which we collaborated on together, it shows in the photography, it shows in the happiness of the realtor, and it shows mm-hmm. in the house selling a bit quicker.
And mainly for more money.
Yeah. So one interesting thing I understand is that when you're the historic property you worked on was the most photographed?
Yes, the one in Michigan ended up being the most photographed home in Michigan. There's all kinds of cards, and now all the images that you find online mm-hmm. have copyrights, and you just can't use them. I remember back in the day when I was doing that house, I was just flooding the internet with pictures of that. And
what's it called again? So if somebody want to look it up online. Remember?
It's in Carriagetown. It's the Charles Nash Historic Home, and it's an 1892 Victorian, and Charles Nash was one of the first presidents of General Motor who went on to open Nash Motor Car Company. But it was very cool. In the house, Walter P. Chrysler, Henry Ford, the Dodge brothers, all those guys were having tea right in my parlor right there and out back and everything. So it's really cool. So if you want to look it up, you just put Historic Charles Nash House, Flint, Michigan, and it will come up. And if you don't see a big pink house, then you're looking at the wrong house.
All right. And so, you know, one of the things I wanted to find out too, and our listeners are people that may have an interest in coming to St. Pete themselves, you know, so I want to talk a little bit about your experience here. And you've been in business now for 2 years, and you know, how's the city treating you?
The city, absolutely incredible. I mean, we live in probably one of the best areas of the United States as far as we're right on the water. The location in and of itself is one of the big draws. But the city itself, we have support all the way around from our local government, from our independent business associations, from our own community and our own backyard. We have constant support. And, you know, this city continues to just flourish in so many different ways. And so you get a diverse audience, and you also have a larger diversity of help and just at your very fingertips. If you just ask, usually somebody will step forward.
Mm-hmm. Do they visit you at all?
Yes.
Anybody from the city? So who's come to your place?
Tanika Tomlinson, the mayor,
Amy Foster,
you know, the various, government leaders, local government leaders have all been in the store and all just been absolutely wonderful and bought things.
And their purpose, though, was to welcome you
twofold. Yeah.
Find out what we needed, what we wanted, what was going right, what was going wrong.
And they also heard about us.
Right. Yeah, and they'd heard about us. But, I mean, you know, our local community police officer stopped by.
Yeah.
The neighboring community police officer in the district area, whatever you call it, just north of us, is a pretty regular customer. She stops in and shops with us quite often.
That's great. So your opinion then of the city's help toward new businesses coming in, they treat you favorably then?
Very positive, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the local government itself, the city government, they have so much available for upstart businesses before you even begin.
Like what? What
like constant programs online, you know, constant emails. I'm probably emailed twice a week by the city on, yeah. You know, different classes that are available, seminars.
So it, to help you.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. It's priceless.
That's great. And so did you ever have any other shops, any other places, or is this your first one?
I have done off and on some different retail, in Chicago and New York and L.A. and all over the country.
So you can talk about comparing how the city treats the people.
Absolutely.
And you're very happy here.
Very, very pleased with St. Petersburg. And it's in that renaissance where it's still small enough, but it's large enough to be cool and trendy, but yet it's still small enough to have that personal attention from the government.
Right. So what is it that you like the best about Dustin, let's talk to you first. What do you find the best part of St. Pete?
I love the vibe of the city. Born and raised in South Tampa, went to University of Tampa, left, launched my career in some of the bigger cities, Detroit, Chicago, L.A., New York. Couldn't wait to get home, but I know in my industry that I wanted to take off, and you kind of have to build your name elsewhere where there's a lot more people first and then come back home after you've established yourself. But love the energy. I live downtown. Love the energy of downtown. Love having to drive 1.5 miles to get to work during the day. And love like this weekend. I mean, a lot of people out here complaining, Rib Fest and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it might be a pain for parking and things like that, but it brings an energy that no other cities in Florida, there isn't that downtown vibe of energy where you feel like you're in a New York or a Chicago. St. Pete is the only walkable city in Florida where you can just walk from point A to point B. All the restaurants, museums, entertainment, movies, shops, anything you want, you can walk to from my place. And I love having that feeling back home that I'm like still up there and I have that energy. And also I like the youth movement that's going on. Once known as God's Waiting Room, now is just a real mash of teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, right up through elderly. So it's awesome, the mix. And it's interesting in the shop that we've tried to get demographics and a vibe of who's buying what, and there is no vibe of who's buying what. It's just like this 80-year-old person loves this wild, funky thing, and then some of the 18-year-olds like the less funky stuff that we're doing. So there's no rhyme or reason, but thank God they like it.
It does seem that the oldest and the youngest customers seem to be the bravest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. So, Dean, tell me what you like the best about this area in general.
I think Dustin pretty much covered everything, but I do enjoy that we are now a year-round city, no longer a seasonal city. I also enjoy the fact that, you know, that it, like he said, that it's a multi-generational city. It hasn't we've stepped away from being a notoriously known older city. What the government and the local officials have done as far as strides in making certain areas that were less than desirable, especially along the Central Avenue corridor. In very recent years, there has been a lot of effort and I'm sure a lot of money poured into that to make these shopping districts all the way along the Central Avenue corridor, all the way from downtown to the beach, very desirable and sought after and a destination place for locals to go.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the Central District. There are several districts from downtown to...
You go from downtown to the Edge.
Called the Edge.
And then after the Edge, you hit the Grand Central District Association.
And then that's it? Is that where it cuts off, basically?
No, I know there's a bunch of districts. I know the Deuces are not on the Central Avenue. And they have the area cut up into so many little pieces that we know are piece of the pie and the things that are close to that. But as you go a little bit farther out, I don't think we're nearly as familiar with that beachy district out there.
Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of businesses coming around in your area. You can see it growing quite a bit.
Yes.
So you
it's
see that.
It's flourishing.
Yeah. Wonderful. So one of the things, I know you do hire folks from time to time. And so I always ask one question of everyone. Just if somebody was going to apply for a job at your place, you know, what interview tip would you be able to give to them? What one thing would you suggest to them?
Whenever somebody's walking in for a interview for the first time, be presentable. You're in front of the in that store. You're in front of the public. Look fresh. It doesn't matter if you're an 18-year-old young lady or you know a 70-year-old. Look fresh and presentable, and you know that is going to go miles. A smile. Mm-hmm. That goes right along with the dress.
Yeah, the clothing, the smile, and the biggest thing with me is you've got to exude that confidence. And so many people will come into you, the young girls or guys or something, and they want to interview, and then they're shy. Well, you can't sell things to people and be shy, per se. Mm-hmm. So you have to really exude that confidence that you know you can do what we need you to do. And as well as what Dean said, you've got to look it, walk it, talk it, act it. And if you have all those qualities, I'm not picky or anything. I just want you to have everything. So.
And, you know, just it's funny. Him and I were talking about something earlier. You know, a interview outfit ensemble does not have to cost $1 million. Whenever you look good, you look good. Whether it's in $30 threads or $3,000 threads, whenever you look good and presentable, the public is going to embrace you and embrace that.
Okay, good. So do you have anything coming up that you want to share? Any openings or new lines of anything that you want to share?
We have a secret new, and I can't really discuss it too much or else he'll kill me. But we do have somebody coming on board within the next month that will add a whole new wrinkle and new flavor, which will be really cool. And they will be adding to our accessories and painted furniture and things of that nature. So before I get killed, I'll let Dean take it away now.
I know, we are also taking part in local events in the very near future. My gosh, it's coming up so fast. But with the Habitat for Humanity, you know, it's important to be a part of the community and to do your fair share in giving back to the community. So we have two events coming up with them, and then also in June or July of next year with CASA.
Yes. with the opening of their new home for the battered women and things of that nature. They're creating a new home, so we're going to be doing some pieces for them in the new home. But elaborating a little bit on that Habitat for Humanity thing, all of your well-heeled clients who are going to be having that festivities that night, look to get funked, because funk living is going to be seriously involved in that.
In the house.
Yes, so we're very, very excited about funking up the Habitat for Humanity.
Okay. And so if they, you know, where is, I haven't asked, where, what is the address of your shop there, and do you have an email address as well?
Absolutely. Central Oddities is located at 2055 Central Avenue right here in St. Petersburg. It houses the Funk Living Collection. You can reach myself at the store at 592-1996. That's area code 727. Mm-hmm. And also Facebook online, Central Oddities, the store, and then also Funk Living, the collection.
Wonderful. All right, guys. Appreciate it very much. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
So it wasn't that bad, huh? Okay. Well, great. So that was so everyone, please, if you're in town in the Central District, make sure you check out Central Oddities. So my guests today have been Dustin Van Fleet and Dean Liston. So anyway, thank you again. And I want to let everyone know that, first of all, that my guest next week, or actually, please check out the website for the upcoming guest. We've got a couple of very exciting interviews coming up as well. I'm very happy that we finally got them to agree to come on. So please check that out. If you like what you hear, please listen again. And if you have any suggestions for guests or any job-specific questions, please send an email to us at radiosaintpete.com. I'll answer your questions on the next program or give you a call. You also see information, of course, on all the upcoming guests on that website. That's radiostpete.com. Many thanks go out to Joe Bordeaux, Chuck, Richard, Harry, my engineers Sean and Dan, and all the Eagles for their support. And I would just like to mention that, if you are interested in bringing your business or relocating here to St. Pete, it's a wonderful place to live, work, and play. You should definitely take a look here. Check it out. It's just a wonderful place. So anyway, thanks everyone for listening. And this is Job Talk, and I'm your host, Dean Logan. Until next time, thank you very much.
You have been listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSaintPete.com and Eagle Datagistics. Eagle Datagistics is one of the premier Oracle Gold partners on the East Coast, providing hardware and software sales, data recovery, DBA services, and recruiting. With more than 10 years in business, Eagle Datagistics in downtown St. Petersburg. Job Talk with Dean Logan came to you live from our studios inside Eagle Datagistics on the 10th floor of the Plaza Tower in downtown St. Petersburg. RadioSaintPete.com.